Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of this Monday edition of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. What we do know so far from the Dana Holgorsen press conference, again, we'll get to the full reaction tomorrow, him, Coach Butler as well. The inside three offensive linemen are set. Justin Evans, Rocco, Henry Litovsky. We're going to see guys rotating at tackle. Does that concern you, Jake? We've discussed this. We have been talking about offensive tackle since December. Yeah. So let's do like a one-minute synopsis and move the frick on. But does this concern you?
It's not ideal. I would have rather had somebody win out the job. Of course, the depth chart come out and Gunnar Gutula and Teddy Prochazka were on top, but there's oars on every, you know, every part of the depth chart there. Rotating... I tell you what, I'd be more comfortable with rotating guards than tackles. Mm. I mean, you're talking about, you know, protecting Dylan Raiola back there. So we'll see. You know, it's all I gotta be honest. It is a little bit concerning to me.
All right. Speaking of legendary black shirts from the previous segment, now Ronde Barber, one of the greats in the history of the NFL, on Levante David, two former Bucks. And I quote, Levante, I know that you're going to be in the Bucks Ring of Honor one day. I'm hoping you're going to wear a gold jacket with me one day. And I think a lot of people around the league value what you provided to this organization and to the position. So I'm going to leave you with that because I don't need you to respond to it. But in my mind, you are one of the greatest to ever do it, buddy. End quote. What's your reaction to that? Because my reaction is it's about time somebody, because somehow this dude's way under the radar. He's like London Fletcher, just not enough people know about these dudes. Just straight up football players. Don't have to talk a lot. Just some of the best to ever do it. That's my reaction. Finally, somebody's kind of speaking this publicly. What's your thought there, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I unfortunately think he's going to go down with Roger Craig and be among the names that we're going to argue year in and year out should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's going to get there. You know, historically, his tackle numbers are magnificent. You know, seriously, I mean, you go through all time in the game. He's right up there, but he's only had one Pro Bowl selection, two-time second team All-Pro. I mean, those generally aren't going to get you anywhere close, but so, I mean, he's just been undervalued, and it's amazing. Every year they do that top 100 list of players in the NFL. It's always like 96th, which is like, fair enough, but what is he, like the Frank Gore of linebackers?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
When Tom Brady was there, the Bucs were good. Outside of that, they haven't been good Bucs teams, and a lot of times that can be held against an individually great player, unfortunately. All right, I'm sure you're aware of this. Auburn claimed about 24 national titles last week. Now, let's do this in the Nebraska version. So we should claim 1980, 81, 82, 83, 84, 93, 99. Now, somebody else sent me 1915 and 1921. I'm not familiar enough with those seasons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So I'm just going to hop on board. We're going to claim 1915 and 1921. How do you feel about Nebraska now having won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on top of the 5? We have 14 national championships, and we just found about this this week. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't love it. Now, I will give Auburn a little bit of credit. You know, you've had some undefeated seasons as of late, even, you know, 94, 2004. I can't remember the exact years or whatever, but they had some, I think it was 93 in 2004.
Yep.
They had some teams, like especially that 2004 team. It blows my mind that an undefeated SEC team before the big SEC run of winning all those titles didn't get the opportunity to play for a championship there in the BCS days. So some of them have a little bit more of an argument than others, but I don't like going back and doing that math. I mean, it's so far after the fact. Where do these teams, are they like teams from the 1910s celebrating, or and most of them probably aren't around?
No, 1915 and 1921 specifically.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, Auburn claimed way too many. Had they just gone back and done those are 2 years I thought of.
Yeah.
They were undefeated 2004. There was 3 undefeated teams that year. USC, Matt Leinhardt, Reggie Bush played Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. Molly whopped in. Kerm stopped Oklahoma. Opelini was the D coordinator. He was furious afterwards because they couldn't run cover two if you watch the press conference. Auburn got left out. How do you go? Okay, if you're going to go undefeated and win the SEC championship, like this would never happen now. They'd get the 1 through 4 seeds all just to themselves now. How do you get left out? So that's a fair thing. Okay. All right. I'm fine with that. 93, they were on probation, if you remember, which is why they were not included, because they were undefeated in 93 as well. Terry Bowden, Bobby Bowden's son, was the head coach. Think if we had a Final Four playoff in 93. Think about that Florida State team that Nebraska played. Think about Notre Dame, who beat Florida State. Think about Nebraska, who pretty much beat Florida State. And think about a defeated Auburn. Think about that Final Four, what would have been like. They just claimed way too many and made it ridiculous. Had they just stuck with those two, I'd have been like, okay, this is way better than UCF trying to claim a national title. Although they did it in the moment, if you want to give them credit for that. All right, last thing of the day. And this made me think of Corey Schlesinger. Giants defensive lineman Elijah Chapman has broken his face mask every time he has played fullback. So apparently he's playing some fullback. Head coach Brian DeBole revealed today, Chapman is 6 foot and 280 pounds and is considered a freak athlete for someone his size. New York has their own version of, and I quote, the refrigerator, end quote. So Corey Schlesinger would always come back and work out with us in the summers. By the way, the dude, he was really fast and athletic, just comparatively speaking to other things I saw. But one year he told me he broke 13 face masks. 13. They play 16 games. He's like almost averaging a new face mask a game. As soon as I read that, that's what I thought of was Corey Schlesinger. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenal Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bug.